Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are beginning Maseches Sanhedrin, which deals with the laws of the courts. Today we'll be learning the first two Mishnayos of the first Perek. So the Masechta begins, Dinei Mamonos v'Shlosha. Financial cases are judged by a court of three. Gazelos v'Chavolos v'Shlosha. Theft and injuries are dealt with by three. Nezek v'chatzi nezek, tashlumei kefel v'tashlumei albar v'chamisha v'shlosha. Damages and partial damages and the double payments or the payments of four or five, which are for stealing particular animals, those are also dealt with by a court of three. Ha'ones v'hamefate v'hamotzi shemra v'shlosha. A rapist, a seducer, and one who alleges that his new bride was unfaithful when they were betrothed, those cases are likewise dealt with by a court of three. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim omrim, but the sages say, motzi shemra be'esrim u'shlosha. The chachamim say that the case of one who alleges his wife was unfaithful when they were betrothed is dealt with by a court of 23, which is the size of the court used for capital cases. Why is that? Mimnei sheyeshbo dinei nefashos. Because that type of case actually has a capital case aspect to it. So let's look in the Bartnuro, and we'll get more information on these Mishnayos. So dinei mamonos are dealt with b'shlosha. Three judges deal with that. Hedyotos, they are not experts. V'lo itzrichuhu rabbanan l'shlosha mumchim. And the rabbis did not require us to use three experts for such a thing. Shlotino delas bifnei loven, so that we shouldn't make it difficult, and then people would be disinclined to lend. Shema yichpor halovev velo yimatze mumchim lekofa ledin ela yachid mumcha o shlosha hedyotos. So if it's too difficult to find three experts and you're unable to take someone to court in order to recoup your money, people aren't going to lend. So for the sake of the borrowers, we only require someone to have a single expert or three lay people. But theft and damages require three experts. The Elohim ksiv, that's Elohim with a hey, it refers to judges. So the Torah says judges, using that word, v'parshas shomrim v've'ela mishpatim shlosh pa'amim. So when it discusses this matter in Parshas Mishpatim, it uses that term three times. Umina yofinan shlosha mumchim, from which we derive that the three judges for such cases must in fact be experts. Nezek, damages. Adam oshur hamuad. It's a person or an ox that has a history of goring. Sheheziku, the mishalmim nezek shalem. So if a person or an ox with a history causes damage, then it pays the full amount of the damage that it did. Chatzi nezek, partial damage. Shor tam shehizik, an ox without a history of causing such problems causes damage. Va'afal gav dahainu chavolos, and even though nezek and chatzi nezek are actually examples of chavolos, the injuries that was in the previous clause of the Mishnah, idi deboy lemisnei tashlumei kefa v'tashlumei arba v'chamisha. Since the Mishnah goes on to talk about the double payments and the four and five payments that are given, she'enu mashalim kamo mashehizik, and in those cases, someone doesn't pay just what he damaged. She'mashalim yoter, rather he pays more. Tananam michatzei nezek. So our Mishnah also teaches us half damages. She'enu mashalim kamo shehizik, she'arei mashalim pachos. So the ox that doesn't have a history pays less than what one might think. So since it teaches the cases where one would pay more, it also teaches specifically the case where one would pay less. And since it's talking about the half damage, it also teaches the regular case of damage. So even though those are covered in Chavolos, they are still mentioned for that reason. So the case of one who alleges that his wife was unfaithful when they were betrothed, that is dealt with by three, although there is an opinion, the opinion of the Chachamim, that it's dealt with by a court of 23, because it has an aspect of dinei nefashos. The im emes haya hadavar, because if the matter is found to be true, v'zinsa tachtav, and that she was adulterous when they were betrothed, v'sakluha, then she can be stoned. bedinin nefoshos be'eshuim b'shalosh kedelakaman. And capital cases are dealt with by a court of 23 judges, as we will see shortly. The halacha kechachamim, and the halacha follows the chachamim in this matter. So such cases are dealt with by the court of 23. Moving along to Mishnah Beis. Makos b'shlosha, lashes are administered by a court of three. Mishum Rabbi Yishmael amru b'esrim u'shlosha, but Rabbi Yishmael says that that requires a court of 23. Ibur hachodesh b'shlosha, making the month full, because months were of various numbers of days, they could be more or less, so to declare the month full would be a court of three. Ibur Hashana b'shlosha, and to declare the year full, make a leap year, that would require a court of three. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, but Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, b'shlosha matchilin, you start with three, u'b'chamisha nosin v'nosnin, and it continues with five, v'gomrin b'shiva, and the matter is concluded with a court of seven. V'gomru b'shlosha, but if they concluded with a court of three, mu'beres, then the year is properly declared full. Again, let us look in the Barton Oro. So lashes are administered by a court of three, b'shlosha, d'chsiv, so it quotes the Torah in the 25th chapter of Devarim. V'nogshu el ha-mishpat b'shaftum, so they should bring him to judgment and they will judge him. Shnayim, so they will judge him means two. The ain based in shakul, but since a based in cannot have an even number of judges on it to prevent a hung decision, Mosifin alehem od echad, they add one more to the minimum, harei kan shlosha, so that gives us three. Rabbi Shmuel Omer be'esrim v'shlosha, but Rabbi Shmuel says that this requires a court of 23 judges. Esei Russia, Russia. So he's making a gzer shava between the word Russia in two different places. Ksiv hacha, it says in our matter, v'harshiyu esha Russia, that the guilty person is declared guilty. V'ksiv hasam, asherhu Russia lamov, that the guilty person should die. Malahalin be'esrim v'shlosha, afkan be'esrim v'shlosha. So just like over there, it requires a court of 23. Similarly, over here, it requires a court of 23. Ibur hachodesh, so it uses the expression to make the month full. Kiddush hachodesh, really it's just talking about sanctifying the month every month when the witnesses would come. V'idi deboy lemisnei ibur hashana, but since it's going to go on to talk about ibur hashana, making the year full, tana nami ibur hachodesh. So it also uses the expression to make the month full. Again, the parallel language is very important in the Mishnah. B'shlosha maschilin, so the second opinion is that it starts with three. Liros im yesh lehoshiv based in alkach. They basically determine whether it's necessary to convene a based in for this matter. Im echad mehashlosha amar tzarech beisdin leishev ulaayin im tzrucha shana zu laaber mipnei hatakufa v'ha'aviv v'haperos. If one judge feels that it's necessary for all the things that rely on the calendar to have a beisdin and deal with this matter, ushnayim omrim ein tzarech, but two disagree and say it's not necessary, she'ein kan suffik devadai eno tzricha ibor, to them it's clear that the year does not need to be extended. Bato yachid b'miyuto. Then we disregard the opinion of the lone judge. Shnayim omrim leishev, echad omer shelo leishev. And if two say that they should convene a beis din and one says not, hochen achar hashnayim, then we follow the opinion of the two. Umosifin od shnayim acherim, and we add two more judges. Sheyisu v'yitnu b'davar, and they're going to investigate the matter. Vahari chan chamisha, and that's our five judges. Shnayim omrim tzarech la'aber u'shlosha omrim ein tzarech. If two say that the year needs to be extended and three say not, batal shnayim b'miyutan, then we disregard the opinion of the two in the minority. Shnayim omrim ein otzricha u'shlosha omrim tzricha, but if two say it's not necessary and three say it is necessary, hochen acharov, then we follow the majority. Omosifin od shnayim, and we add yet another two judges. Shiyu shiva u'ma'arvenosa. So then you have your seven judges, and they declare the year full, and they add that extra month. Ubu Gemara Mefarish, and the Gemara tells us, Dahani Shlosha Chamisha Vashiva Keneged Birkos Kahanim, that these courts of 3, 5, and 7 correspond to the verses in Birkos Kahanim, the priestly blessings. Sheesh Vapasik Rishon Shlosh Tevos, the first verse has three words, Yivrecha Hashem V'yishmerecha. Ubu Sheni Chamesh, and the second blessing has five words, Ubashlishi Sheva, and the final of the three blessings in Birkos Kohanim has seven words. The halacha of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, and the halacha follows Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, who says that we have the quarts of 3, 5, and 7 in order to make the month full. That is the end of Mishnah Beis. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue with Mishnayos Gimel and Daled.